With climate change making winters warmer, the snowpack is expected to shrink in the Cascade Mountains. Concerns about future water supplies has created an unlikely conflict between Yakima Valley farmers and fishers and boaters from the Puget Sound area. Elise O'Neill has the story for EarthFix.
To talk about the problem of the Cascade snowpack, you have to start 100 miles east of the mountains, in the Yakima Valley. At the Carpenter Farm in Granger, workers are making their way between rows of hops trellises, pulling down vines and feeding them into a sorting machine. The Carpenter family has been growing hops in the Yakima Valley since the 1860s. Brad Carpenter says, in a place as dry as this valley, farmers depend on one thing.
Water. Water's everything. Without water, you're not going to see anything out here but sagebrush.
Not the hops, apples, cherries, and wine grapes that contribute billions of dollars to Washington's economy. Most of the water Yakima farmers use on their crops comes from the Cascade Mountain snowpack. This year, the snowpack's pretty good. But in 2015, it wasn't. And the Carpenter's farm had no water for 3 weeks.
In the hop fields, it probably cut our yields in half. You can't really afford to have a 50% loss on a hop field because of the cost to grow those hops.
The state estimates Rosa Irrigation District farmers lost $76 million of crops that year. And with climate change making winters warmer, scientists say Yakima farmers can expect to see more years like 2015. That's why Carpenter and other farmers in the Rosa Irrigation District are trying to shore up access to water. They've set their sights on Lake Cochise, one of the Finger Lakes just off I-90 near Snoqualmie Pass.
It would provide a supply of water that could be used in a drought year.
Scott Ravel is the irrigation district's manager. He says the farmers are putting up $200 million for the infrastructure needed to move water from Lake Cochise to the Yakima Valley.
It's like an emergency type scenario.
The plan to tap Lake Cochise is just one piece of a massive compromise that aims to end the Yakima Valley's water wars for agriculture, fish, and people. But perhaps it's just the beginning of a new battle. Green mountains rise up on either side of Lake Cochise. It's a hot day, so kids are playing on the lake's many beaches, and the water is speckled with paddleboards and motorboats. Cochise is such a popular spot, there's a line of cars waiting to get into the parking lot. Jessica Shearer is here to spend the weekend camping with her family.
We just got here, and it's beautiful, the mountains and the trees, and excited to actually jump in.
Shearer says she hadn't known there was a conflict over this lake before she came, but then she saw the Save Lake Cochise signs as she was driving in.
It certainly seems really special, so it seems like in any case it should be conserved.
The person who's been fighting the irrigation plan the hardest is Jay Schwartz. I met him at the lakeside cabin he built for his family 10 years ago. Schwartz says he and his five kids come up here for weekends year-round, even in the winter when the bumpy, potholed Forest Service road I drove on to get here is impassable.
So you park your car down at
2 miles down the road and snowshoe in.
That sounds fun, actually.
It is fun, and we're thankful if a snowmobile has gone before us.
Here's Schwartz's argument. The Bureau of Reclamation says if water were pumped from Lake Cochise, it would take 2 to 5 years for the lake to return to its former level. But Schwartz says it may never recover. And he adds,
you can't get anyone in Olympia to pay attention.
Schwartz and other critics of the plan say the state should be using water more strategically. But Scott Ravel, with the Rosa Irrigation District, says the entrenched system of water rights would prevent that. As for the Lake Cochise project, a final decision is expected in early 2019.
That's when the litigation can start.
Cabin owner Jay Schwartz says, as far as he's concerned, the war over this water isn't ending anytime soon. At Lake Cochise, I'm Elise O'Neill.